Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Boy, we've got a shocking story out of Australia. I don't know if you guys saw this in the news over the last couple of days, but I mean, everything, all the new news that is coming out of Australia right now is something out of a dystopian Orwell novel. It's one of those things where every day I think it can't get any worse. And you wake up the next morning, and sure enough, it's far worse. And what's interesting is when they first started with these draconian measures in Australia, I'd have a lot of people, Australians, actually push back and say, well, you just don't get it, George. There's a completely different relationship that Australians have with the government here. We're not like you Americans, where you're always just trying to rebel and be the bad guy and break all the rules. Down here in Australia, we have a good relationship, a healthy relationship with the government. It's a trust relationship, and we know that they have our best interest at heart, and therefore, we just kind of go with the flow, and it always seems to work out for the best. You just don't understand this type of dynamic with the government. And I would say, okay, let's see how it plays out here. You guys just don't understand the slippery slope you're on. But recently, over the last 2 weeks when I've been posting about Australia, I've noticed a lot fewer Australians pushing back, because I think pretty much everyone down there, well, maybe not everyone, but a large percentage of the people in Australia, their eyes have been opened, and I think they're horrified by what is going on. And this recent story illustrates that to a T. And for more of the details, I'd suggest watching Tim Pool's live stream last night. That's one of my favorites. I actually watch that when I get done doing live streams for this channel. Actually, often when I'm in the gym, I listen to Tim Pool's stuff. It's great. But he goes into what's been happening in Australia quite extensively with these quarantine camps. So let's get into that. I want to go to a tweet from earlier today, and I wish I was using hyperbole, but as you guys will see, I'm not. So this is Australia is in a full-on manhunt for people who escaped one of their quarantine camps, which are now really being treated like prison camps. And again, you guys say, oh, George, you're exaggerating. That's your fear-mongering, tinfoil hat. No, just time out. I'm going to show you the actual video from their news, and you can take their word on it. You don't have to take my word on it. And I'm talking about how this is obviously an incredibly slippery slope, and then I want to make sure that Americans and Europeans, we have to be listening to this, because if it can happen in Australia, I think it can happen here. And I realize that Australians gave up their right to hold guns, but I mean, I don't think it would be any different down there if they had guns. I think they would, most Australians would be just accepting this because they have that unique, relationship with their government that we Americans just can't understand. Even when their government does stuff like this. I mean, this is just, I hope you guys are sitting down right now. It's definitely time to pour yourself that stiff drink. Let's get into the video. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Good morning. We start with breaking news in Darwin, where three people have escaped from the Howard Springs COVID quarantine facility. Talia Sava's there for us. Talia, good morning. There's a search underway right now.
Yes, that's right, Davina. Good morning to you. We've been told the trio scaled the fence in the early hours of this morning. Police receiving reports around 4:40 a.m. Now, major police checkpoints have been set up around Howard Springs for the past several hours. As you can see in these pictures, they've been conducting thorough searches in car boots, checking vehicle registrations, cars and buses alike. But in the last half an hour, what we understand is they've actually been dismantled. Exactly why, that hasn't been confirmed. Hopefully good news. We're also not sure yet who these people are connected with, whether it's a repatriation flight or those Aboriginal community members who have been staying here following the Katherine cluster. Davina, what we do know is that this is definitely going to bring this gold standard facility under intense scrutiny. On Sunday, we had a man escape and found on Darwin's party precinct, and this latest situation is only going to put us under the microscope further.
Okay, so if you guys aren't
following this story or what's happening, they've set up these quarantine camps, and let's actually go to another tweet because I want to hold PolitiFact's feet to the fire. And right here, you'll notice when we first started talking the alternative media space, we first started talking about these quarantine camps being implemented to house the people who chose not to get the medicine. PolitiFact comes right out and says, oh, that's fake news. Fake news, tinfoil hat. How dare you? This is misinformation, right? And then what do we see? Call it 2 or 3 months later. And this is from Australia, from a news source in Australia, that a two-week quarantine is expected. The facilities would house close contacts 14 days. Actually, they're kind of right. It's not just for the people who chose to get the medicine. It's for what they said in the PolitiFact is, oh, no, it's not about the Australian citizens. It's only for those travelers, those student travelers who are coming in. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. There's nothing nefarious going on. But now what we learn is it's not just for student travelers, as PolitiFact was saying. It's actually for Australian citizens and for the travelers. And it's not just for the people who choose to not get the medicine. It's for everybody. So if you test positive for the cerveza sickness, and this is run by the military, by the way, the military comes and picks you up and takes you to the quarantine camp, which they say is voluntary. This is what they've been saying, right? But somehow, when someone scales the barbed wire and the news actually calls it an escape, you kind of scratch your head and say, well, how can this be an escape if this thing is voluntary? And then, to make matters worse, they're actually rounding up the military, the people, not just the people who have the cerveza sickness, but the people that were in close contact. So what does that mean? Does that mean someone that was in the same household? Does that mean someone that was across the street? Does that mean someone that lives on the same block? Who knows? And then if you want, and I don't have this information, so this could be inaccurate, but as far as what I've been hearing on Tim Pool and on his Twitter feed, and I'm sure you guys can just Google this really quick, I believe the people who actually escaped, according to the news, were people who actually tested negative for the cerveza sickness. And yet there's this huge manhunt for them where they're stopping traffic and they're searching people's cars to try to find these people that supposedly escaped from a camp that was voluntary. So to me, and that's why I say it sounds like a prison camp. And I don't think that's exaggerating in the slightest.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
My point is, I think we all need to have a huge sense of urgency. And you could say, well, George, that seems obvious. You're stating something that we already realize. But let's time out here. I mean, we're living in this world of 2021 where, unfortunately, now we've been kind of conditioned to accept this as, well, that's just what's happening in the world today. We're kind of callous to this insanity. Where, let's go back to 2019. If I would have told you, even if I would have told you there was going to be a global pandemic, and even if you accepted that to be true, and I told you that this was going to be Australia's response, you would have told me I was crazy. In fact, I think everyone in Australia would have told me I was crazy, even though they have such a fantastic relationship with their government. So they have such a great relationship with their government that they're trying to go and that they're implementing manhunts by the police and military for people that are negative to the cerveza sickness that escape their voluntary quarantine camp. That's how great their relationship is with their government. You know, wouldn't you want that type of relationship with your family members or your local government? I mean, absolutely insane. But my point is that even Australians in 2019, even if they would have accepted the fact that we would have had a global pandemic, they said there is no way this would happen in Australia. So this is the direction the world is headed. And going back to our earlier video today, I think this is what the bond market and the gold market could have been predicting for the last, let's say, 6 months. Because obviously, when you go into a situation like this, economic activity is going to go down. It's going to decrease. It's not going to increase. And I'm very concerned with what's happening right now in Europe. They're becoming more and more draconian. And I think that just adds to the sense of urgency that we as Americans should have and making sure that we are not allowing ourselves and the politicians to take us down the same slippery slope that Australia has gone down already. And Europe seems like they're headed in the same direction. All right, guys, scary, scary stuff. I hope that you have a good rest of your afternoon. I hope this is really an eye-opener for you. I mean, listen, if you're a religious person, I don't say this too often, but keep those Australians, our brothers and sisters down there in your prayers. I mean, I think it's really at that level. It just sounds crazy to say that, but I think that's the reality of the situation we're living in right now. They really need help in every way that we can give it to them. And at the very least, they need our psychological support for sure, because this does not end well. And, you know, I don't know if they can get off that road to serfdom. They're so deep in the weeds right now, but let's hope that they can. And let's give them all the support that we have the power to give them. So it's always stand up and fight for freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism, guys.